The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
And welcome aboard to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each day is to provide you with some information to help you run your business more efficiently, more effectively, and at a much better price. So today we're going to be talking about why an outdated website negatively affects your sales. And we are running into this more than we care to mention. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. But our goal is to really provide you with the information of our successes and our failures, stuff that we have experienced as business owners, and we're able to then translate that information into a brief program for you. You can listen to it either on a rebroadcast or live and really, you know, try to, layer this into your business in some way. If this is the type of information you've been searching for, because it's kind of like the crazy aunt in the basement. Nobody wants to talk about it, but everybody knows that it exists. Every entrepreneur, every business owner has challenges each and every day within their business, and it's what makes them successful, and it also is what makes them go out of business. So what we really try to do is really help you find the right tools to kind of pave the way for your success, for your business. And we want to do it in a way that is affordable to small business owners, whether you own a car dealership or whether you own a plastic surgery practice, a dental practice, an insurance company, or a realtor. Whatever it is, we all experience the same challenges, and we are here to tell you we have a lot of great ideas, tips, and resources for you to tap into. Today we are live, so if you have any comments or questions, you may call us at 646-716-8747, or you may email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about us. Our exclusive marketing firm is one of our tools for success. What we do is we provide powerful content videos for our clients, and we broadcast them that out across the internet to drive qualified, that's the key word, qualified traffic over to your business. Qualified in, it is exactly what people are online searching for, and we direct them directly over to your website. Cutting edge, but we're very old school. We believe in customer service and providing and delivering exactly what we promise. So check us out at videobroadcastservices.com. But we are here for you, not about us. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here, and really glad to be able to talk about what we're talking about today, which is why an outdated website can negatively affect your sales. Because I don't think a lot of people look at it that way. They kind of with a lot of websites that we've seen, they kind of set it and forget it, and forget that having something outdated can really have an adverse effect on your sales and your business.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the first things that we do when we, you know, we receive a call or an email or a proposal or a contact form, excuse me, from a potential client is we immediately go to their website to check out what's going on. And what would you say, Kyle? 99% of the time we're looking. Very rarely do we run into a completely state-of-the-art, up-to-date, well-optimized website.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, people have either used a free program to build a website, which we've talked about in the past, which is, you know, not a good way to go about, you know, putting a website up. They've hired, you know, a friend or a family member to do it for free or really cheap, which is also not another, which is also not another good, good way to do that. Or they've, you know, they've hired a web programmer or a web designer that knew how to develop and make a website, didn't know how to optimize a website, and they had such a poor experience with that that they don't want to go back and have to retouch that website. You know, now that it's done, they don't want to have to go back through and update it or retouch because they had such a poor experience the first time around.
Right. And I think that, you know, one of the things that a lot of people are not really aware of is that, you know, in terms of your website, people really need to start changing them out. You know, pretty much every year, 18 months at the most, because the mandates from Google and YouTube are coming down, really demanding that you change things up. And you really, you know, I always relate it to this. If you owned a retail store, you certainly would not dress your windows and then leave them for 5 years, and yet we run into that all the time where people are relying on these outdated, you know, wagon wheel, you know, covered wagon kind of type mentality of their websites is just so old school and so outdated. It's really shocking given the fact that everybody knows the importance of an online presence. And I'll be honest with you, Kyle, when the internet, you know, first came into the fold, I was guilty of that. I remember having my website up for years and thinking, oh, this is just the best thing ever. And they were, you know, I kind of got laughed at. Now that I'm fluent in, you know, websites and marketing and all of that, I really understand now just how outdated my website was. So it really is important. You know, in terms of the aesthetics of it, you know, we're into video. It's probably not, it's to me, it's kind of surprising just the level of infancy that video really is in. And a lot of people are understanding the importance of putting videos onto their websites, but they're not understanding the correlation between putting a video on their website and how that builds traffic. Can you talk a little bit about how you can have a video on your website, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a marketed video?
Yeah, it's the same as, you know, it's the same as putting up a your website itself. You just can't you can't put a website up and expect anyone to find that if it's not optimized correctly and marketed correctly. You know, in terms of video, I mean, there's millions of minutes of video that are going up all the time, and sort of to just put a video on your website doesn't necessarily transfer that into additional traffic if it's not being marketed, optimized, and distributed out across you know, social networks with certain triggers in place to make sure that video is being found.
Right. The other thing too, I think that people get you know, they forget is that you know, if you look at the text, the amount of text that they have on it, you know, you really need the appropriate text and the appropriate content on it without making it so lengthy. I want to say it was like 2 years ago somebody had asked us to take a look at their website, and it basically was a complete novel on the front page. That nobody's going to read that. Nobody is going to read that much text. So you really have to have, it has to be very well blended with really quality imagery, quality videos. You need to have, you know, in my opinion, and Kyle, I want you to kind of veer off on this a little bit, is having some type of offer on your website to kind of retain them a little bit. Anything from, you know, a free proposal for a new roof or something that's going to allow them to contact you. And a lot of people, you know, they don't realize the importance of having that on there. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that people could do to update their website, keep their website updated, and also some of the things that they need to add to their websites to kind of make the engagement there and also the retention and conversion?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important that, you know, that there is an offering on your website, because the main thing that you need, that you want, is you want someone's email address so that you can stay in contact with them and, you know, build that relationship with them, you know, continually update them with offers and updates and so forth. And so in order to get that, it's always important to have some type of an offering, you know, like, you know, you want to keep them updated, and in return they're going to give you their email address. And so what are they getting in return? So having an offer on your website, you know, it could be anything from, you know, we talked in the past, we talked about software companies using, you know, accounting software companies. So it could be, you know, in their case, they could offer, you know, a free 15-day trial using their software or something like that. There's just so many different offers depending on what your industry is and what your market is. But it's important to have an offering, something to get that buyer in the door. A lot, you know, it's a lot like a window offering. You know, yeah, if you have a retail store, you have your window displays, and the window displays are nothing more than to get that customer inside your front door. And from there, then you can build that relationship. And so that's what you're offering on your website, is it's something to get them in the door, per se, of your website, and to get their email address and then to begin the process of building that relationship.
Right. And it really does negatively affect your business when you have something very outdated that, you know, you scroll down to the bottom and you've got a date of like 2001 or 2005. And I mean, for me, I look at that and go, okay, they do not care enough about their online presence to really go in. And, you know, I understand it costs money to do all that, but I look at it this way. I look at the internet as the world could be your oyster if it is properly cultivated. And why would you not want to utilize such a powerful, powerful tool for your business? And yet, by not having an updated website or having old content or, you know, crappy imagery or, you know, just not keeping things, you know, up to date and really aesthetically pleasing and state-of-the-art and, you know, complete with, you know, the appropriate content and whatnot, I don't understand it, but on one level I do, because I know that if you're not tech savvy, and a lot of times you have to rely on other people, and there is a whole, you know, other, you know, side of this where I do believe business owners at times are, you know, think that they have people that are working on their website and they don't end up delivering it. Sometimes a business owner may not know what an updated website would look like, and they figure, well, I hear this all the time. Well, my friend built it, or my brother-in-law did it, and he's just doing it on his spare time. And yeah, I got to talk with him about doing some updates on it, and I get all that. But if you're not making it a priority, your customers will not make your business a priority. So you really, it really can negatively affect your sales and your referrals. You know, not that you have to have this slick, you know, super flashy, you know, website, but you do have to have something that says, yes, I care enough about my customers and my patients or my clients to ensure that I have, you know, updated information. I've gone on to even marketing websites where they have very, very, very old school websites, very old school methodologies to market your business, and I just, wow, it's just shocking. You know, if you're in business, you've got to start to understand that you have to start making your online presence a priority in terms of your marketing. You know, I understand where you've been doing old school print, maybe radio and TV, and it's working for you and you're getting the desired results. But the bottom line is you do need to keep up with everything current as it pertains to online, or you run the risk of being left in a trail of dust by your competitors, because there are people that are really keyed in to what needs to be done, and they stay up on the latest trends, the latest Google updates. They understand that video in a very short period of time is going to be an industry standard in terms of marketing, and you will be left, you know, thousands and thousands of miles behind your competitors if you do not keep up with the latest trends. Kyle, anything I've left out?
No, that's all really good stuff and really good advice. You have to continually look at your website. You know, we've talked about in the past where technologies change, consumers' wants and needs change, and so you have to stay up with the change. Otherwise, you know, your website sales and everything within your business will be negatively affected. So it's really good to keep up on everything that's going on so that you can, stay ahead of the curve and stay with the changing technologies and the changing needs.
Exactly. What you want to do is you also want to take a look at just, you know, maybe every couple of months go through your website. Look at, make sure the date on the bottom is up to date. Make sure, you know, this is crucial also. Have somebody take a look at it. Have somebody take a look at it in an unbiased view of your website. Ask your customers what they think of your website. Have people give you an honest opinion of what they think. But also, the other thing you want to do is if you're not sure that you don't know and you don't really have the time to know, that's okay. But make sure you hire someone to go through it and take a look at it. You'll find most marketing companies will go through it and take a look at it and give you an honest opinion free of charge of what they think of your website. And you want to do this for another reason. You want to make sure that whoever has built your website or has, you know, made some changes to your website, that they have not incorporated any black hat practices or any outdated practices that Google will actually ding you for. You want to make sure that they're not going to overlook your website because you have black hat practices, you know, and spam quality tactics on your website. So you really have got to be very, very careful about that. And it's ongoing and ever-changing. So it's one of those things you really do need to take a look at. And we're happy to take a look at your website as well. We have a very discriminating eye, and we can kind of point you in the right direction if you need that. We are definitely here to help you. But we are on a shortened schedule the next 2 weeks. We are extremely busy here at Video Broadcast Services, and we do apologize, but nonetheless, we know this information is important to get to our listeners. We appreciate all your feedback via emails and calls, and we are working on the lengthy list of show topics that you have given us, and we will integrate those. Some great ideas are coming through via emails and through phone calls. So again, we do appreciate that. So again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marsha Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We do hope you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or you have useful information for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive and affordable business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, have a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.